Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our coming day's study, we finished with chapter 1. Listen today as we start chapter 2, the pre-tribulation rapture.
On his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today. We're going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, as we look at the pre-tribulational rapture. Now, you'd say the pre-tribulation rapture? Oh, yes, that's what we're going to cover. Right now, this is our Between the Books series, and in this Between the Books series, I'm covering a book that I have written and have had published called Coming Days Series, our Coming Days series, all about prophetic themes. And so we're looking to preach this and expecting the Lord to use it for you. So follow along. If you miss a day, you can always go to our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. O-R-G, that is, and you can go to our sermon audio site, which is sermonaudio.com/CENTRALBAPTIST, and that'll also take our site, and you can get sermons with Preached on Sunday, radio sermons, radio series, all of it's on there, and we invite you to come and be a part of that. And if you miss any of these sermons, you're welcome to it. Now, we do have this sermon in the book on the coming days. And so if you'd like to get that book, you let us know. We're going to sell it for $10 plus shipping and handling. Okay, so you can get the book, but it will be a cost added to it of shipping and handling besides the $10. And that really is not a money-making thing for us. We're just trying to get books into people's hands, and anything, if we made money, I'll guarantee you, it would all go back into the radio ministry. None of us here, whether it's Mr. Richard Vaught or Dr. Mark Hopper, these men who do so much on the technical end of this with our radio and recording, they do all their work free. I'm not getting paid to do this, and so I'm saying that if anything does come in for this, then it's all put back into the radio ministry. Of course, equipment gets old. It has to be replaced. Sometimes it's a microphone. Sometimes it's a computer. And there's so many other things that come up that have to be taken care of. And by the way, you know that we've always taught that your tithe belongs to your local church. We don't want anyone sending us the tithe that goes to their local church. You can send us an offering. An offering is above a tithe. Don't take the tithes from your local church, but if the Lord lays us on your heart, then that means that He also wants you to give an offering, not your tithe, but your offering. Now, we've had a couple of people that do tithe to this ministry, but it's only because they do not have a church in their area, Fundamental Bible Preaching Church, and so they watch our Sunday services on the live stream, as well as our Wednesday night services, and so watching Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, they've sent in their tithe because they say this is our church. Now, I do like to let them know if there's another church that starts in your area that's true to the Word of God, right kind of music, the right kind of preaching, then they ought to go there and help it to grow in that community and also tithe to it. And so that's our heart. We believe the Bible teaches storehouse tithing that you give to your local church, but we do also believe that an offering is above a tithe. We have at our church what we call faith promises. As a matter of fact, as I'm recording this, we're getting ready to start a Faith Promise Missions Conference with Baptist International Missions Incorporated, and they have many. They have nearly 1,000 missionaries on fields around the world, a great, great Baptist mission ministry. And we have Dr. Michael Edwards that's going to be speaking each night of our missions conference, as well as both services on Sunday. And that'll be March the 4th through the 8th. Of course, that time has already passed now when you're listening to this. But I'm telling you that because it will be on our website, and you can listen to it. And so if you'd like to listen and hear that, then you can go to the website our announcer gives you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. Now, I'd also like to tell you about a couple other things that we have here. We have free Bible study courses, and it can apply for an adult course, which is My New Life in Christ, a young adult, which is ages 14 to 20, A Country Called Heaven. Then there's the preteen, ages 12 and 13, and it's called Winners. And then children's courses, ages 4 to 11, where we have a See and Do Storytime, Explorers. So those are all in our free Bible study course. And if you want to write and say, I would like to have the free Bible study course, then when our announcer gives you the address, make sure you take that down. And, of course, we will, if you'll send in and ask us, we'll get that to you. And we'll also need your address, so make sure that you put your address in the letter that you would ask for the free Bible study course. Now, two other things that are very important to me. Number one is the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Oh, what a great conference that is. I try to make it there each year myself. Great men of God preaching the word. And this year, for 2020, it's going to be July 20th through the 23rd at the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkertown, North Carolina. That is near Winston-Salem, as a matter of fact. I believe that if you go to the swordofthelord.com, if you'll go to their website, I believe that you can search there, find motels. You might be able to get a discount at the motel by going to the Sword Conference. And so you arrange that. I think that would just really work out well for you. Now, there are some tremendous men of God. As a matter of fact, quite several of these we have on our own radio station. Joe Arthur. There is Jason Godsey. And then Dennis Leatherman. Man, this is a Leatherman. I really like his preaching. Lou Rossi. Boy, what a fireball he is. John Hamlin. Great evangelist. Norris Belcher. What a pastor and preacher that man is. Dan Carr. Richard Harper. Evangelist we've had in our own church. Mike Wells, a pastor from Texas. Jeff Fugate, up in Kentucky, and the founder and president of Commonwealth Baptist College. Mike Ellison. Boy, his program's on our radio station. We love it. And then there is also John Jenkins. So what a great lineup of speakers that he has for those days. They have meetings each night, Monday through Thursday night at 7 o'clock. They'll have two speakers. In the mornings, they'll begin at 10 o'clock, and they'll have two speakers in the morning. But also, they have workshops there in the afternoon. You can go to different workshops. Might be bus ministry. It might be a soul winning. They have a soul winners training class there to teach you how to win lost souls to Christ, and it's worth it. You don't pay a fee to go to these meetings either. Now, they do take an offering, but you're not charged anything. You don't have to register, so you can just go there. They have a big gymnasium that's filled with Christian books, Christian colleges that are there. There are Christian radio stations and missionaries. Oh, it's tremendous. And so let me encourage you to be there. Let that be a part of your vacation, July the 20th through the 23rd, 2020, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkertown, North Carolina, for the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Oh, my goodness, what a blessing that is to me. You pastors out there, make a special effort to go. People that have pastors that haven't been there, get your church to send a pastor to this Sword Conference. It'll really be a special blessing, a strengthening, an encouragement, and a help to him. And so I encourage you to do that as well. So let's do that. I'd like to walk around that gymnasium where they have all the sword books and other things like that. And if you're there, then I would encourage you to look for me. And if you hear my voice and ask me, are you Andy Bloom? I'll say yes, and we'll talk. I'd love to know that you listen to our radio broadcast. And then also, This year is Dr. Shelton Smith's 25th year as the senior editor of the Sword of the Lord. So this is going to be a very special conference. And as a gift to him, we're trying to get as many new people on sword subscriptions. And if you'd like to get a sword subscription, they're $20. But they also have now the digital subscription, so you can get that as well. So let me encourage you to do that. What a great help. What a great blessing that would be. And so we want to encourage you to do that. And if you would, oh, I tell you, that would encourage and bless his heart. Now, one final announcement before we get into our portion of the pre-tribulational rapture. Out of the book that I've written on Coming Days series, but I am going to Israel. I'm going to go November 30th through December the 8th. You can find that also on our website. Our announcer gives that to you at the end of our broadcast. And so go to our website and you can find the cost, the price. You can find also the places that we go. It has it listed, the four-star hotels. All of that is right in there. And the way I had it set up with them, that the hotels, the taxes, and everything else are all included in the price. Matter of fact, we get a buffet breakfast and a buffet supper. But the only meals that you buy are those at lunchtime, and you buy your own souvenirs, of course, when you're out there going around different places that we go to. There's one souvenir that's free. I thought I'd tell you all about that. I find it's the number one souvenir that people want to get when I come back, and I bring the pocket full of them with me. That is, we go to the Valley of Elah. The Valley of Elah is where David slew Goliath. And so we go there by the brook area there, and there are rocks around there. We pick up rocks from the Valley of Elah. And sometimes I have fun. I tell people, this might be the one that brought down Goliath. And of course, we're teasing with them, but nonetheless, what a great time that is to know this is the very valley where Goliath was killed by David. And so you can get those stones, put them in your pockets and so forth. They're free off the ground. So I would encourage you for that as well. So I hope that you'll do that and go with us. Now we want you to take your Bibles and go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 8 through 11. As we get started looking at the pre-tribulational rapture. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, we read the following. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. That helmet covers the head. Know that you're saved, okay? For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. So he says, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will pray.